Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
So this morning we were supposed to have Andrew Fraser in as special guest to play Mating Calls.
Failed on us.
Yes, he did. But we've got the lovely Sam Dawson with us now. She's filled in. So thank you so much for coming in. I just messaged you like literally 6 o'clock this morning and said, can you please come in? And
good morning, Sam.
Good morning. It's such an honour. I'm glad that I'm sort of up there with the Andrew Fraser.
Well.
Oh, you certainly are, Sam. You're everywhere at the moment. You're all through the Advocate. You've been on the news, and it's because you're pretty much becoming the face and an advocate for the Coffs Coast anyway in the support of marriage equality.
Oh, thank you. I like to think so too. Yeah, I feel very passionate about the whole cause. And
how's it being received? How do you feel like it's all going?
It's been fantastic. It's interesting, you know, because I was sort of a bit worried that there is such passionate opinions about it all.
Yeah.
But no, I've had nothing but positive reinforcement. Good on you, Sam. People private messaging me saying thank you so much that have even got, like, you know, gay children themselves or believe in it as well.
Yes.
So it's been positive, nothing but positive.
Because you have a gay son.
Yes.
So that's why it's very personal as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm, yeah, I feel really strongly about it because, you know, I've got three children.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, why can't my eldest boy, Ben, have the same, you know, opportunity or the choice or the option if he wants to?
And because you are a marriage celebrant, you obviously, you do ceremonies, commitment ceremonies for gay couples at the moment, is that
absolutely
right?
Absolutely. It's interesting because I had two gorgeous girls and they're from Brisbane and they were hoping when they booked me a year ago that everything would have been through by now. Anyway, they still went ahead and honestly, that ceremony was just like any other wedding. It was absolutely gorgeous except that we had to change words instead of husband and wife, partners for life, you know.
Yeah. And in the short time that I've known you, obviously your positive energy is there for everybody to see. But because it is a democracy and people do have a choice, how have you responded to some people having the choice of being able to say no? Because as long as they're doing it without no hate, that's okay too because it's their choice.
Absolutely, and I respect that.
And how have you responded to that and how's that been?
It's interesting, even being a civil celebrant, you've got to be very much on the fence with your own personal opinions about everything because you work for the Attorney General, you've got a really, you know, high-profile role to perform. So I'm very, very on the fence. You know, when I meet with couples, I never give my opinion or, you know, and some couples that I do meet, you know, they do believe in the existing marriage and what it is. So I never say anything. I just, you know, do my duties and respect their opinions. So, yeah, it's never really an issue.
We've got it online. Tools put it online. It is just the know-how. It's how to do it because running out of time very fast, Tools.
What is it? I think we've got like 8 or 9 days left to register our postal addresses.
Yes, and update the role.
Yes, you got to update your role. I did mine yesterday just in case. Even if I was registered at my old address, I just updated it in case.
Yeah, good
put
idea.
Down what it could have been, you know, because I've had that many addresses. But it's very important. And this year as well, 16 and 17, they can vote on that, right? I've read. You don't
know. No, it did say.
It did say, which is, I read more on it because there's a deeper thing.
Yeah.
But apparently, if you're registered there as a 16 and 17-year-old, they're eligible to vote, which is great, right?
Yes.
Because that's the generation that we need to see coming through with these more, with the different outlook and the more open minds to these things.
Absolutely. I mean, they just don't understand why it's even an issue at all. And when I, the marriage equality people were sort of touring around regional Australia, I might have even said it to you last time, I sort of got up and said, look, it's really such an era of, you know, beliefs. And, you know, being from an era where I was adopted as a baby and it was very much, you know, unwed mothers was terrible. And, you know, everybody in society thought that way and you had to adopt out a baby. Now people would be horrified with that.
Yes.
You know, 40 years on, 50 years on, people are like, are you kidding? You know, there's so many other options. Why? Yeah, people can't even think it. So I think it's that kind of issue as well.
Sure.
Sam, I have to be a little boring, Tools. One thing that I always am is late for everything. I need to keep an eye on the news.
That's
and
right.
We need to get to the Hit Squad too. But Sam's not going anywhere.
No, Sam's not going anywhere.
Oh,
you're going to be taking on Joel and Mating Calls after 8:30 this morning. Have you seen how it works?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been practicing.
Okay, well, I mean, I love you, Sam, but I have to be with Joel on this because we play as a team. There's the scoreboard, Joel and Jules versus the plebs. So you're the pleb today.
I'm a pleb. Yeah. I'm more of a patrician.
Things are heating up. Joel's just gone to freshen up. Did you freshen up for the camera?
I wanted to get the animal instinct out, Sam. What I've done is I've unbuttoned another button on the T-shirt just to create that vibe. It's all right. Have a look.
Yeah, he's gone and put some water in the hair.
Water on the hair.
Looking very Italian right now. Swift it back.
Because you came in... back to Dino.
Yeah, I was about to say, you came in looking great as it was, so you didn't have to go to the bathroom.
Thank you. Oh, bless. That's so smooth.
Okay, so we're about to do mating calls. Quickly, how it runs is we've got to read out some stories today. I'm going to slip in an animal noise. At the time that I put that animal out there, you need to make the noise of the animal, okay?
Is it about quickness or the noise?
First in,
yep.
But there just, was a dispute last time with Joel.
Just make sure that no one drains each other out. I mean, you know, that could be the thing. But, you know, Sam, there is no technique. It is just your personality.
But it needs to be accurate to the animal.
Mating calls at the moment too, by the way. Joel and Tools is on... I think we can see two, and the plebs on one. The two wins coming from Tools only, and the plebs obviously getting that win with Stevie, the local legend, against myself.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got to bring it up.
Yeah.
And look, we got to. Yeah, I love you, Sam, but I have to be with Joel today.
Thank you, Tools.
Joel, you need your head in the game. Don't
okay,
let me
before,
down here, okay?
I'm not ready. Just wait. I'm not ready.
You want a couple, Sam? You want to go? Oh, good one. Okay, let's go, guys. Here we go.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Okay, first story. And you might be familiar with this one, Sam. It's about you.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. Celebrant Sam Dawson is looking forward to the day when she can marry her son and his same-sex partner. The Coffs Harbour-based marriage civil celebrant has taken part in 250 ceremonies to date, including same-sex commitment ceremonies. Ms. Dawson said that horse... is
none
of you... What? Joel, you got to have that, and Sam's pointing at you. What did you start with?
I went... Whoa! And that was a horse.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah. Because the
wouldn't
horses...
Be more, nah.
But they sometimes...
like
no.
Horse.
Sometimes when they go... like that, when they want to let out that air,
it's
you have to give it to me.
I'm giving you that.
Okay.
You got to...
I'm warming up.
People are trying to predict what animals I'm going to say.
Yeah.
So get that out of your head.
That's one.
Clear the mind.
You're on, Joel. Good work so far.
Okay. Sam, that was still good though.
Second
Thanks.
Story. A blog user on Mumsnet was branded Grabby when she took to the site to complain that her engagement ring was too small. The woman took to the forum to explain that her fiancé earns almost a six-figure salary and is usually very generous. But when she wasn't blown away by the small $2,000 ring he had chosen, the woman went to explain Lion that... Holy, that's blowing out my eardrums. Who was it? Who? You're both saying, because I've got my head down. Are you saying Joel again?
First or longest?
I think I got it. I think I did, but you know what? I'm more than happy to go to the judge because...
It's 2-0. Oh, well, I had my head down. Now you're saying
you got
it was
it.
Joel.
Okay.
Okay.
Sam, let's bring
I'll
it
concede.
In. No, let's bring it in.
Am I out? Is that it?
That's
it's
it.
It's best of three. No, it's best of three.
I would have loved to do the next one as well, but that's okay.
Okay, well, there you go. I mean...
Congratulations. No, I'm not a sore loser.
No. You were so delightful, Sam.
Thank you.
Come
You're
the best.
Come in any time. We have
I loved,
loved
it.
Having you here.
Thank you for having me.
Exercise the team.